Today we give thanks for Rebecca's life. She was, as you know, an intensely private person with a sharp and a very ordered mind, a caring person with a dutiful personality, who had a number of passions, so many interests that consumed her energy, her joy, and her commitment. We know little of the fullness of her life, but what we do know as we gather here today is that each of you carry memories of her, for you shared moments of her life. And today we come to mark with gratitude her life, to commend her soul to Almighty God. God who knows Rebecca in her entirety. She is safe in the promises of Jesus Christ. And for that, we can only be grateful. United with those who have gone before in the great adventure, she leaves a legacy to those things that she was committed to. And our prayer is that knowing the fullness of Christ's love, that she may rest in our common hope, rooted in the hope of the glorious resurrection. Neil Lampert, the vicar of this parish church, asked me to conduct this service, and he is sorry that he can't be here. He actually knew Rebecca, and in many ways, it was Neil that introduced her to the shape note music and the Sacred Heart singing. And he remembers with gratitude the joy that she had, and her spirits were raised when she first heard your singing. So before we begin with a moment of prayer, I invite you to be seated. And I call upon Dick, as a representative of this church, to share some words of welcome and of memories.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. It's lovely to welcome you all to St. Mary's Church on this occasion. I just wanted to say a few words about Rebecca on behalf of the church, on behalf of the village singers with whom she used to sing. And that's when most of us first met Rebecca. I remember her coming to talk to us on the first evening when we had the first gathering of the village singers of Ash Vale. She came over to talk to Diane and myself, a rather shy young girl, but just had a lovely manner about her. We sang together. She and I sometimes sang the bass line together. And I do remember one lovely occasion. It sticks in my memory. We had gone to Radio Surrey, which have their studios at the university in Guildford. And we were going to just sing a couple of numbers on a Saturday morning. And Andy's sitting over there now, gave us a quick run through of the two things we were going to sing. I remember the Mingalay boat song. I don't know if you're familiar with that. I was singing the bass line there, and we sang it through, and Andy seemed satisfied, but then Andy turned and apologised to the bassist. "I'm sorry," he said, "I think I gave you the wrong note at the beginning." And Rebecca turned over to me, leaned over to me and said, "You got it right. I was following you." I was really chuffed because I was never very good at pitching the note. And I remember that lovely incident. Rebecca came to this church on several occasions. She once stood here where I'm standing now and read the lesson for us. She was always willing to join in when we did carol singing at the railway station very early in the morning, or sometimes in the evening sessions. And she was always willing to join in and make up the numbers. Now, somebody who sadly can't be here, Marcia, a member of the Village Singers, emailed me today. Sadly, she's got long COVID and just doesn't seem to be able to shake it off. But she said to me, please remember that she had a passion for elephants, which should be mentioned. And she was always talking to people about elephants, which she loved. And she loved the animals and creatures that dwelt on the ranges. And it's tragic to think that she was coming off the ranges, that she lost her life in that awful way that she did. Rebecca was a lovely person, and I loved singing with her, quite often joining me in the bass line. We hadn't seen her for a long time because, of course, she'd involved herself with the shape note singing and the sacred harp. And it's wonderful that she had such a wonderful time there. She loved America as well, because we used to run a film society here, and I used to run it, and she did say to me, she came once or twice, but she said, could we show a film I've got about the Alamo? Not the John Wayne one from the 1960s. She had one from 2003. She said, it's more historically accurate. So we did have that film one night. And sadly, we'll see Rebecca no more, but I'm sure you're all going to sing her into the next world in the wonderful way which she enjoyed so much. Thank you for listening.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Blessed be you, O Lord our God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for you have blessed each one of us with the gift of this earthly life. You gave to us our sister Rebecca. We thank you for the span of years of her life and for the many gifts of her character. O Lord our God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for her life. For every memory that we have of times of love and joy, for all the good deeds that Rebecca did, many of them unknown to us. We thank you for the times when she supported others. We do thank you for her life. And though her death was so sudden and tragic, we thank you that she rests in Christ, and now she enjoys the fulfillment of his promise. Thank you for giving her to us for friendship, for sharing in the passion that we have. Thank you for giving her a voice to praise your name and to raise the spirits of others. And we thank you, O God, for the glory that we shall share together with her. So, Father, hear our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. to the mountains? Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over you, coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen. Let us listen to the stories of Rebecca's life.
I'm Sheila Girling McAdam, and together with my husband Edwin and our good friend Michael Walker, have been tasked by Rebecca with ensuring her funeral wishes were discharged. Michael is currently in America, but we'll be sharing some of his thoughts about her along with our own in his absence. You'll also be hearing from Nigel Bowley from the Winchester Singers. We all met through our love of a very special book of music, but more of that anon. Since the news of her terrible accident, there have been many texts, emails, phone calls, and multimedia messages about her. Rebecca was clearly very dear to people all over our singing world, many of whom spoke of the influence she had had on their lives. Rebecca was the only child of Gilbert John Over and Joyce K. Bartlett. Gilbert, in turn, was an only child, so close relatives and family were sparse, hence our involvement with her funeral wishes today. However, it turns out that she came from substantial and influential stock locally. Her significant forebear seems to be her great-great-grandfather, Richard Parnell Over, 1832 to 91. He founded a draper's emporium on London Road, Camberley, in 1857, which quickly developed into furniture removals, funeral fittings, and other domestic essentials. The firm Overs of Camberley is a big player in international furniture removals today. Their first form of transport was a horse and cart. Control of the company passed out of the Over family's hands in the mid-1990s, but the name remains. In her earlier adult life, Rebecca played a significant part in the Northwest Surrey folk scene. She had a reputation as a folk singer and songwriter sufficient for her to be advertised as the main attraction at clubs in the Guildford area in the late 70s and early 80s. She briefly rang the Stag Folk Club in the Half Moon Pub in Godalming until it closed in 1983. The singers booked to the Half Moon in the 1970s read like a who's who of the glitterati of the UK folk scene. It is a measure of Rebecca's ability as a singer that she was ranked amongst them. Along with the Northwest Surrey folk scene, as you've just heard from Dick, Rebecca had a local singing association with the Ashvale Village Singers, and we're very pleased to welcome Richard's wife, Diane, to her memories as well. And now over to my husband.
So I am Edwin. Many of you may not realize that a young woman, Rebecca, was a horse rider. Not elephants, but horses. This emerged when she recounted an incident on her return from one of the many research trips to the southern states of America 2 years ago. She had tried to bump a large suitcase up the stairs and had succeeded in getting it to the top. Then it pitched down on top of her, knocked her off balance, and she ended up in a heap at the bottom of 13 stairs with a bag on top of her. Her fall was cushioned by the pile she had made of all the mail accumulated in her absence. Luckily, she said, horse riders' instinct about relaxing and going with the fall must have kicked in. Nothing was broken or sprained, and even her glasses were undamaged. But living, breathing horses were not her only equine interest. She had spent years traveling around the country, photographing and researching the creators of wooden carousel fair horses, or gallopers as they were called. The extent of her knowledge about the different types of horses, the woods they were made of, their carvers, their painters and decorators, and even the names which were often painted on the steeds themselves, was encyclopedic. Rebecca retired from her job in the accounts department of Frimley Park Hospital in 2011. Her name thereafter became synonymous with sacred harp singing. Singing from this book, with its unique system of shaped note heads, takes place annually at large national gatherings as well as in local groups on a weekly, fortnightly, or monthly basis. Rebecca first sang in Oxford in the summer of 2009. She had been advised to join by another singer, Adrian Bolge, whom she first met at a showing of the video Awake My Soul at St. Mary's. And that was in May of the same year. And from that moment, she was hooked. Rebecca took back on that day at St. Mary's as the first step in her sacred harp journey. Less than 2 years after her first encounter with sacred harp music in Ashvale in 2009, Rebecca organized a singing school day here on the 26th of February 2011, her 60th birthday, and 18 days after her mother died. In hindsight, that day seems more than just a birthday. It seems that it was a day which saw the emergence of a reborn Rebecca, a woman set to follow a fresh and new path.
It didn't take long for Rebecca to want to contribute something towards a genre of music that had consumed her completely, particularly after her mother died. Her friends Sheila and Edwin, who ran the Oxford group at the time, pointed her in the direction of researching composers and singing families in the southern states of America. And as Michael Wool affirmed, she quickly discerned where her own tastes lay. She soon began to develop her own style of singing and leading, and as it had always been part of her life, dedicated to the culture and community. Her fruits of her research, typified with laser-like focus on detail, will eventually find their way to the archives of the Sacred Harp Publishing Company in Carrollton. But ultimately, and at the time of her passing, she was a Winchester singer. The Winchester group had been going only a few weeks in the autumn of 2017 when Rebecca came to sing with us. The local singers were honoured to have such an experienced and supportive, talented shape note singer join them. From time to time, there was a vacant seat on Thursday evenings in Winchester when Rebecca was in the States, singing with her shape note family and with her particular friend, Winfred Kerr, in Heflin, Alabama. Winfried, who had met Rebecca in 2015 on one of her many singing trips to the USA, found knowing and spending time with Rebecca brought him great joy. This is a sentiment which we can all concur with. As he said, to know Rebecca was to love her. The COVID pandemic has meant there's been little opportunity to sing together since early March 2020. This pained Rebecca particularly, and a few of us can hear today confirm that she came to Winchester in August to sing with us, and great delight. She was eagerly anticipating return to the States as the rescinding of the ban on travel there was approaching. Sadly, as Michael says, this was not to be. In a more literal sense than usual, our dear Rebecca was struck down in the prime of her life. She had anticipated at least some years of travel more, but most importantly, renewing connections with the only family she had left, the community of singers. Truly, on both sides of the Atlantic, we are her nearest kin. Although particularly part of an international singing community, as you will have already heard, Rebecca also had friends locally here in Ashvale. She'd lived in this part of northwest Surrey all her life. When she wasn't singing in America, Rebecca's principal pastime over here, other than singing, was walking. She loved to walk on ash ranges, and she enjoyed meeting other walkers, particularly those with dogs. In the early part of 2021, Rebecca became especially friendly with a dog named Sam and his owner Leslie, and they used to walk together often. Her friends in Winchester organised a memorial singing for Rebecca on Saturday the 30th of October, which was attended by UK and Irish friends. The service was led by the Reverend Marjorie Brown, who many of you know, and it was a thoughtful and contemplative, but at times joyous opportunity to celebrate her life, with contributions from Sheila and Edwin, Michael from Cork, and Brenda Harvey from Winchester. Messages were read out by Callum Woods from Halifax on behalf of Winfried Kerr and his daughter, Judy Rollins Womack.
You've heard the thoughts of just some of us, and we know how much they chime with the rest of you. So in closing, our thoughts turn once to Rebecca as we bid her our farewell. We celebrate her warmth, her dedication, and her love. Wondrous love, indeed. Thank you.
Let us bow our heads in prayer. Almighty God, we have heard so much of Rebecca's life. So many threads, so many passions, so many memories. And we thank you again for her life. We thank you for the way in which she cared and supported her mother. We thank you for her lifelong love of music, especially her folk music. We thank you for the joy that she found in singing here in this village of Ashvale. We thank you for the delight she found in the music of shape note singing and in the fellowship that she found in Sacred Harp family. O Lord our God, a new door opened for her when her mother died, and she grasped that opportunity, and through her you have graced so many people. We thank you for her wonderful research. We thank you, O God, for her encyclopedic memory and the way in which she has supported the international community, especially in the USA. So, Lord our God, we remember her professional life. We thank you for her years of service working at Frimley Park Hospital. And as we recall the sudden and tragic way in which she died, we remember those who have been left affected by her death. And we ask, O God, pour your spirit of comfort into our hearts. Fill us with gratitude for knowing Rebecca, for the love that she shared with us, and we with her. O Lord, may she now be united with those whom she loved, especially her mother and her father. We remember all her past colleagues and friends and singing companions who will greatly miss her. Anoint each one of them, dear Lord, with a true sense of peace. Support us, O Lord, all the day long of this troublous life, until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes and the busy world is hushed and the fever of life is over and our work is done. Then, Lord, in your mercy, grant to us a safe lodging, a holy rest, and peace at the last, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Living God, you have lit the day with the sun's light and the midnight with shining stars. Lighten our hearts with the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness, risen with healing in his wings, Jesus Christ our Lord. And so preserve us in the doing of your will, that at the last we may shine as the stars forever. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And so we pray together, as Jesus taught his disciples, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And so as we come from our time of peaceful prayer, let's stand and sing together the hymn that Rebecca asked to be sung at her funeral service.
Oh,
Rebecca, you go forth upon your journey. You go forth in the name of the Father who created you and knew you ever since you dwelt in your mother's womb. You go forth in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who knew our human lot, who knew our suffering, and yet was raised to new life. You go forth in the name of the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, who will draw you ever nearer to the waters of the fountain of life. Rebecca, may the angels of the unseen heavenly host greet you. May the company of heaven welcome you. May you dwell in the beautiful garden of paradise. And may you dwell in everlasting peace. You go forth upon your journey to sing a new song, to join the chorus of praise and glory around the throne of the Almighty God. You go forth upon your journey, you who have been a good daughter and a faithful friend. You go forth upon your journey, our dearest Rebecca. Amen. Lead me, Lord, lead me in thy righteousness, make thy way plain before my face. For it is thou, Lord, the whole Lord only, that makest me dwell in safety. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you.
may Christ the Good Shepherd enfold you with love, fill you with peace, and lead you in hope to the end of your days. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.